This covers everything I need to preach. Amen. And you'll find in the process of preaching a meeting, some people feel like if you preach the good side of things and then you talk about something else, you've changed text. I've been reading the same scriptures all the way through. And I ain't changed text. And I ain't changed spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're looking for God to do great things for us. The only chapter of Jude, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Thank God.
For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to the book of Acts, and let's read Acts 2 and 38, 39. Maybe we'll read one more place after this, and we'll try to preach. Acts 2 and 38. It's sad how mixed up folks are about the Bible. I know of at least two different denominations that this 2 and 38 is their main text. And they disagree with each other about as far as poles are apart. But I don't want to let neither one of them discourage me with Acts 2 and 38. It's still the 38th verse of the second chapter of the book of Acts. And it's part of the glorious word of God. Amen. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord your God shall call. Amen. I need to get another verse, and then I'll try not to read any more unless I feel impressed of the Lord. Ezekiel 18 and the fourth verse. And our dear brother Collins preached these verses so good to us one night during this meeting. But nevertheless, tonight it fits my message good. Ezekiel 18 and 4. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. I know there's probably someone that's anxious to hear what I will say about Acts 2 and 38. And for your sake, not for mine, I'll talk about it just a little. Because I don't want to leave you hung up on that verse. Amen. I certainly believe that Peter was preaching the glorious gospel when he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes, sir,
for the remission of sin.
Yeah.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But I don't know, in my ignorance, I don't know any other way to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ unless I use his baptism.
That's right.
Matthew, the 19th chapter.
That's the truth.
Amen. He told me to go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, Jesus and Peter's kind of crossed up there, ain't they? No, you're just crossed up with Peter. And I love you, and if you won't fall out with me, I won't fall out with you. And we'll go ahead and be partakers of this root and fatness of the vine that Brother Collins preached so good to us about. But what I want to preach to you is that the promise is unto you.
Yes.
And to your children.
Come on.
This is not a father's salvation. It's whosoever will. And I've heard everything in the world preached to make the younger generation feel intimidated, limited, I've heard people supposed to be working on our team. Tell our young people, get it as good as you can, but you can't get it like them old timers had it. Bah! You know how much of that I believe? Not one word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the promise is unto you, and it's to your children. And in case you're hung up on the Jew and feel like we can't have it like they had it,
look out.
Amen. He said, and unto all that are far off, whether that's geographically or time-wise.
Right.
Sure. Come on. You young folks, I'm a preaching for ye, not against ye. I'm a preaching for ye. You need to listen. Amen. I'm on your side. Amen. And them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And the enemy has tried to tell our young people, but you're not called. Amen. You're not called. That was, thank you, Brother Collins. That's the next thing I wanted to say. Many says, how do you know you're called? Well, I'd like to talk some common sense to you. Amen. When you hear the truth preached and something in you wants to answer that with approval, and thankfulness and gratitude. Although maybe your ears didn't hear heaven talking, but something in you has called upon you. And what's in you wants to respond to that. You are called.
Hallelujah, you're right.
You are called. And the more you respond to that call, amen, the more God can talk to you. Amen. Amen, Brother Crawford. Amen. I told everyone that was here, there may be some more here that wasn't here when I told you, but on February the 3rd, 1992, the day after the Lord had done two great miracles at our church, and the Lord had used me some in that. I said, Lord, if you want me to be partners with you, and I've got a part to play in this miracle working ministry, then Lord, you need to speak plainer to me. I didn't hardly hear you. I just barely could hear you, and you need to talk plainer. I may be mistaken, and I may get out on a limb, and amen. You know what God told me? you need to listen better.
Help me, Lord.
And you know that has been the key of our church at home coming to where we're at. That has been the key, one of them, to bring me to this revival is listening better. Amen. I'd like to tell all you young folks, if there has ever been a time in your life that something in you wanted to respond to God,
God bless,
and His Word, you've been called. Yeah, I know, because that's the way it works. The voice might have been so little till later on. The enemy told you, bah, you didn't hear no voice.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He'll try to make you doubt it all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to be one of the called ones,
right,
why don't you get on the highest place you can find, wherever it is, the place you feel like's closest to heaven.
Come on.
Amen. And stand on your tiptoes. And listen. God will see you listening. His eyes is in every place. Oh, help me preach. And I want you to know, when you hear the voice of God, it's the same voice that spoke to the prophets, the apostles. It's the same voice, young people, that called Abraham. And that's the truth. Everybody didn't hear the voice. Abraham heard. Amen. They wasn't tuned in on the right frequency. But I'll tell you, when you get as close to heaven as you can, and as it were, your soul tiptoes, and you listen.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the right frequency.
Glory to God.
He has many ways of speaking to people, but it has the same effect. It wakes your heart up.
Yeah.
It wakes something up in you that you didn't even know was there. It wakes up the finer qualities and desires in your heart. Oh, glory, glory, glory. If there's anything delivers a message to you that wakes up the finer side of you, I can tell you who that is. That's God. That's God. Amen. Amen. And the only reason I know that is I'm striving to be one of those in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. The latter part of the verse says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And I don't think I'd be bragging to say God has done some exploits right here among you. And if it is, it's because somebody, and not only me, knows God. And the Bible also says, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. Amen. There are some voices can call me while I'm asleep. Some natural voices can call me while I'm asleep. And it'll bring me out of my sleep. And I don't know what they said, but I do know who called me.
Yeah, amen. Right.
Something registers. Help me while I preach.
Glory.
Amen. What was it about that dear old mother that I know that her boy had been gone for a couple of years? And he didn't let his mother and dad know that he was coming home. And he drove up and parked in front of their yard fence. They had a little parking area in front of the yard. And he turned in there and parked. And that old mother jumped plumb out of bed and said, "Daddy, get up. That's our boy." Amen. That wasn't something superstitious or magic that made her do that away. She had heard him turn his car in there many a time. And the speed he came and the way he turned and the way he stopped and how long it took to open the door. She had heard that so much till she knew it when she heard it. And I tell you what, I don't claim to be nobody come. I just claim to be a little sheep and probably kindly stunted. Amen. But I've been following him around till I want to tell you other little sheep, if something wakes up the very best in you, I know that voice. And you need to know that voice. Let's go on. Amen. The title of my message for Brother Billy, I forgot to give it to begin with, is God Has No Grandchildren. Amen. God has no grandchildren. As the soul of the Father is mine, so. Do you understand that little word? So. The soul of the Son is mine. That. So. Don't make our young people feel inferior. I want you to know, when I was born in the Crawford family, I was born to Crawford. I ain't never been nothing but a Crawford. I was as much Crawford as the big Crawfords. I mean, I didn't weigh as much. And if you're just going by the scales, well, that's a different thing. But if you're going by blood and traits and inheritance, help me while I preach. If you're just going by what's on the scale, you're carnal. You're not spiritual at all. Even the courts of the land. Amen. You don't have to be 21 years old for them to see you get your inheritance. Amen. Help me while I preach. I'm a preaching to you young folks that you can have it directly from God. And God can be in your life. So as he was in everybody's life that he was ever in their life. Is that all right? I mean, am I getting it across to you? Somebody said every move of God gets weaker with each generation. It does if you're not born again. They said third generation Pentecost is a crucial time. By then, it's supposed to all be gone. Well, as far as far as the natural side, my father's mother's mother received the baptism of the Holy Ghost shortly after Topeka, Kansas. But I want you to know, I am not a fourth generation Christian. I am a first generation Christian. I was born again myself of an incorruptible seed. Help me while I preach. And the failings are the blessings. The merits are the assets of all of my ancestry before me had nothing to do with their heavenly birth. Only he, praise God, he had helped to bring it to pass. But it didn't make it any better, didn't make it any worse. It came from heaven. I'm a preacher to you young people tonight. You can have an experience of your own that came from heaven. Original, full strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm feeling like preaching, and I may not be able to make this as interesting as the testimony was last night, but listen, when Jacob came to Egypt, Joseph already had two sons. You read this in Genesis 48 and 5. They were already named Ephraim and Manasseh. Amen. Praise God. And Jacob said to Joseph, "Now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine." And I'd like to preach to you, this was God's way of giving the birthright to Joseph. Although there's no tribe that's named Joseph, there's a tribe named Ephraim and one named Manasseh. And both of them makes up the tribes of Joseph. Are y'all going to help me preach or not? Amen. Does this fit? Is this in parallel with John 17 and 9 and 10? Jesus was praying the entire 17th chapter of John. And I want you young people to know, he wasn't just praying for the old folks. He is praying for you too. And he said, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world." Not in this prayer. In others he did, but not in this prayer. Woo! Woo! Help me preach. Amen. Are you listening to me? I'm preaching you the words of Jesus Christ. This is not my opinion. I defend what I'm preaching. That it is not my gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Read it to yourself. Go on, read it in your Bible. If you're afraid I'm affecting what it says, mark down the verse and go and get in your house, in your bedroom, get in your closet. Amen. Turn your flashlight on. Praise God. And read John 17 and 9. Amen. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. It's getting quiet. What's the matter? But for them which thou hast given me, you gave them to me. He said, "For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine." And if you can get them two things down, then he says, "And I am glorified in them." That's what I need to preach to you young folks. This revival will never reach the glory it needs to be until you young people realize that Jesus said, "All of thine are mine, and all of mine are thine." It sure is quiet tonight. Amen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, he said, "This is for you, and it's for your children." I'm afraid our forefathers in our day are guilty of not providing enough spiritual instructions for their children. Amen. Amen. I want you to know our children need something else besides sports. And I don't care for you children bouncing a basketball. I don't care for you shooting goals. I don't care for you playing softball among yourself. But I tell you what, I still say, if that's all the spiritual instructions we get, we ain't got enough. Jesus is your Savior, like He was our father's Savior, and our grandfathers, and our great-grandfathers. And you belong to God as much as your father belonged to God, as much as your mother belonged to God. Help me while I preach. You are not a carbon copy. You are the original. Man, I'm feeling good. Seems like I got my ball over in your park. Somebody, some young folk caught that. It didn't ever touch the ground. You caught it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on. Hold on to that. Amen. Amen. I have told folks, I may not be much, I may not amount to much, but I am the original Haverscroft. Amen.
I really am, sure enough. Amen. You know, folks get so mixed up, and I don't know the TV personnel. Oh no, none of them fellas. I mean, if you're going to get to me, you've got to get on my channel. Amen. Amen. And I don't have a chip on my shoulder about TV. See, when they come in my country, I was planning on getting one as soon as I got able, but I went by Bethel and prayed about it. And the Lord told me they're not so bad now, but they'll get worse. And do you know when to get off the train? I decided I might not, so I never did. I never did get on. Come on now, don't you get all fuzzed up at me. You can't show me nowhere in the Bible that you have to have a TV to go to heaven. I challenge you to it. You know I don't have a bad spirit. Come on, do it. Own up to it. I don't have a bad spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Well, where was I at? Yeah. I have always defended the personality of all people. We are a person, ourselves. Every time a baby's born, folks get around and they think they have to. They are obligated to say who it's like. I appreciate you when you say it's some like its mother and some like its daddy. But please add this, mostly like theirself. Folks get to tell me it looks just exactly like its daddy. And they see I ain't saying nothing. And they say, who do you think he looks like? Well, I think he looks like whatever his name is. He is not a carbon copy. We have sold our children out cheap by leaving the impression that they're carbon copies. Come on, help me preach. And tell all you young folks, there ain't never been one just like you. But I can tell you who you belong to. You belong to God. Teeth and toenail. The devil is a thief. He's not a creator. He never made a one of you all. He never gave you breath. He never gave you one fingernail. He never gave you one toe. He's a thief. And he'll try to steal you. But you don't belong to the devil. You belong to God. Everybody say amen. Come on. Praise God, I need a bunch of amens on that. Everybody that's got good sense, say amen. Everybody that loves your children, say amen. Everybody that wouldn't be jealous if they get closer to God than you are and passy, say amen. Everybody that don't want any strikes against your boy, your girl, when they get up to bed, no strikes against them, say amen. It don't make a bit of difference how many fail before you get up. Come on. Young folks, do you appreciate what I'm preaching to you? I've got to preach it because it's the truth. But for you to get the benefit out of it, you need to appreciate it. I'm a putting you up to bed without a strike against you. Not one. I'll have it out the damn tower. Praise God. If he's going to mark down two strikes against you before you get up. Come on. Amen. I wouldn't have been what I am now if it hadn't been for my mother and father that gave me no strikes when I got up. No strikes. How could you have any strikes against you when you ain't even struck yet? That ain't fair. That ain't fair. Come on, help me preach. Just like God called Abraham, he's calling you.
I want to get you. You may not know it. That's my purpose here, is to help you realize what that was that stole over your soul in the meeting that night. It might have been years ago, and you went home and had vibrations from that till you couldn't hardly go to sleep that night. You know what it is? Your soul that God made trying to answer a voice from heaven. Let it answer tonight. Amen. Only more a day. I had been preaching, and I'm trying to think. I had been preaching about 20 years. I started when I was young, so I wasn't very old. Maybe 35, 36. I was going on my way to run a mission God sent me on. I knew I would probably be rejected, not accepted. But the messenger don't have a right to accept defeat until they deliver their message. And I remember going by Daddy and Mama's in summertime. It wasn't out of my way, and I always went by if I could. They live some 150 miles from me. And I drove by, and I went up and sat down on the porch. Said, I don't have long to stay. Thought I'd come by and see you. Oh, how I'd like to sit on that porch again with them old folks. Oh, how see, this was 30 years ago. I'm older now than they were then. Amen. God, help me to do the same thing. God, help me. What I'm trying to do tonight, I can't do nothing for Daddy and Mama. And don't think I speak disrespectful when I call her Mama. She taught me to call her Mama. It's very high in my book. Mama. Amen. Hallelujah. And I sat out on the porch and I told him I can't stay long. But I left home where I could spend maybe about an hour with you and still get to my engagement tonight. Amen. Where are you going, son? They said. And I said, I'm going to a certain place, to a certain church. And I said, I'm going there to preach on a certain subject that God laid on my heart to preach. Amen. Amen. And one of them, and I can't remember which, said, oh, Havis, we hate to see you go. One of them said that day, there's been better preachers than you. Tried to preach that to them. They've all been rejected. The church has never accepted that message. I hung my head a while, and the other one spoke up and said, you're right. But said, hey, this ain't never preached to him yet. You may, young people, you may look at a bunch of folks that's made a failure before you. But you ain't run yet. Please help us, young people. Run it good. Run it right. Touch every base. Let the power of God be upon you. I'm not trying to get you to start to be a failure. I'm trying to get you off to a healthy start. So you will have as good a chance as Elijah had. As good a chance as Daniel had. Come on. Come on. See, look, I'm hearing somebody saying it can't never be. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Amen. God's had his men through the ages. My work's about over. And I don't mean I'm fixing to die before this meeting's over with. I don't think I'll die for a few years. Amen. But I'll not preach as long as I've already preached. And my race is going to quit one of these days. But young people, young men, young ladies, you've got your life in front of you.
Oh, why don't you give it to God and see what God would like to do with you. Amen. Amen. You know, I took the words of my parents when one of them said it, the other agreed, said, "You're right." He never preached to them yet. Amen. And they were some of my best fans. Mom and Daddy were some of my best fans. You folks remind me of them. When I'd get to a certain place, they'd cry. Oh, they'd cry. And I could feel them saying, "Come on, Amos. You can do it. You can do it." I felt people, the saints of God here, saying, "Come on, Amos. You can do it." Well, listen, I'm after your children now for the kingdom of God. Would you please let your spirit say, "Come on, Amos. Come on." I'll tell you, young folks, what I've done. I cried a while with my parents there on the porch. We visited and talked about my family and the other members of our family. And I went on my way, and it was ringing in my ears. "You ain't never preached to them yet. You ain't never preached to them yet." They let me see what an opportunity I had. And Brother Collins, I walked that narrow path you're talking about. I walked that narrow path. And what do you know? They accepted it. Amen. They accepted it. And I tell you, I don't have nothing to brag about. The times I've trusted in myself, I've been a failure. But there's been times I walked that narrow path all the way to mission accomplished. Amen. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm thinking about some times, and I don't know whether to tell you or not, but while I'm preaching tonight, as the soul of the Father's mind, so the soul of the Son's mind. All souls are mine, saith the Lord. Could I go a little higher and reach down to you? As the soul of Apostle Peter belong to the Lord. Your soul belongs to the Lord. As the soul of Elijah, that prophet of fire, belong to the Lord. Young men, you belong to him. Amen. Amen. As the soul of Jeremiah, that weeping prophet, belong to the Lord. You belong to him that same way. So, help me preach. Help me preach. I tell you what, this world ain't depending on you to be their Savior. But this world's depending on you to carry the message. Amen. Help me preach. Amen. You say, "I can't, I can't, I can't." Jeremiah said the same thing. Come on, you preachers, say amen. Jeremiah said, "I cannot speak. I'm but a child." And the Lord said, "Say not I'm a child. I'll be with your mouth." Oh, God. God, you can't help. Young man, young lady, you will never have any better qualifications than for God to say, "I'll be with your mouth." That's who promised Moses, "I'll be with your mouth." Oh, God bless you. I don't reckon I ever met you before, but I'm sure glad you're here. And I want you to know, amen, your soul belongs to God. Just like Pastor Paul. Oh, that we'd face up to our responsibility. Young people, I'll use one of your words. Don't cop out. Stand up and be counted for the Lamb of God. Follow the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. If you see where Brother Amos has stumbled, let that be a lesson to you, and don't stumble there. Don't get me wrong. I've not been in the gutter. No, I've not been in dishonesty. I've made a lot of mistakes, but God's kept me from the great transgression. But if you see my mistake, follow the Lamb of God. I say, follow the Lamb of God. I'm on hell. I'm here on business for the King. I'm not running my own kingdom. I'm not trying to heal me a bigger name. A big name. I've had a bigger name than I could possibly live up to. I'm here to enlist you in God's service. Hallelujah. I ain't never preached this before. Have a God. Everybody look at her. I ain't never preached this before. Do you remember the Marine slogan? We need a few good men. And I want you to know that in the book of Psalms, David, a man after God's own heart, wrote about Joseph and said, God set a man before them. And as far as I know, he is 17 years old when he sent him. But God set a man before them, even Joseph. And what a man he was. I said, what a man he was. Who knows what you'll be? Who knows what God could do with you? Who knows what God could do with your ministry? If he does, it'll not be because you know a lot of history or a lot of theology. It'll be because you know God. It'll be because he whispered to you and you recognize who's talking to you. Amen. You listened and you yielded towards that and you heard it again and you learned more about him and you kept a hearing. Amen. Hallelujah. And he sent a man before him, before them, even Joseph. And I've done told you, as far as I can tell, he's about 17. Do you agree, brother? The rest of you preachers, do you agree? He's about 17. And he says, whose feet they hurt in fetters, and he laid in iron. Amen. I don't know how they treat him. But I want you to know they bought him for just a few pieces of silver. He was treated like any other slave. But brother, any boy is a man that'll stand true when his brothers turns their back on him and sells him for a slave. Down in Egypt again, he's put on the auction block and auctioned off. So many shekels or whatever they had for Joseph. Soul and body, mind and strength. Huh? He was sold. He was that same man. Praise God in the house of lust. Amen. He didn't mean to be there. He had business there. But it turned out to be a bad house. Amen. He had to run out of there without his garment. It takes a man to do that. You hear me? It takes a man to do that. Glory to God. Young people, I remember the time, amen, in the fall, after what I was telling you about happened in February. That fall, I was in a bus station some 300 or 400 miles from home. There came a man in the bus station, devil possessed, I know, and he just walked straight to me and offered me a cigarette. Amen. In them days, I told you, I stuttered, could hardly tell anyone my name. But he offered me a cigarette, and I said, no, thank you, sir. He snarled at me and said, I don't guess you smoke. And I said, no, sir. And this is the first time I ever saw him. I'm sure he was devil possessed. Yeah, he is devil possessed. Amen. And I said, no. No, I don't smoke. He said, you know why you don't smoke? You ain't enough of a man to smoke. When he said that, the Holy Ghost ran all over me. I'm not talking about anger. I'm talking about the Spirit of God. He promised he'd be with you in six troubles. And this is just number one, Brother Lucas. Holy Ghost run over me. And my tongue was loosed. I wasn't behind the pulpit, but I could speak. I could tell I could. I felt like I could. I had faith I could. That can just puff and smoke. Amen. And I says, I know, fellas, from the very
gutter of humanity that can smoke a cigarette. Amen. And you know what? The ticket agent and all the passengers and everybody that is in there to eat a hamburger just drop what they're doing and turn around and face me and gave me a standing ovation with hand clapping. They never saw me before. You know why? My God said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. Oh, I'm going to tell you, the God that owns my soul owns yours. Amen. There will be dark days, yes. Yes, there will be trials, yes. But it won't all be that way. There will be glorious victories for you. And I want to tell you, young folks, there are hilltops that you need to plant old glory on top of. That your father, your grandfather, they never put the stars and stripes up there. You need to bring victory to your generation. You need to be the man of God for this day. And I'll guarantee you, if you'll seek him with all your heart and keep a seeking him with all your heart, the lame will walk in your meeting and the dead will be raised. You hear me? It's yet to be known what God will do with a man that'll give all he has to God. Where am I at? Amen. Yes. All the souls are mine. I'm a preaching to God who has no grandchildren. Amen. The Bible says he came to his own. And Brother Collins preached so good about that a while ago. He came to his own. And his own received him not. Huh? But as many as received him. You hear that? Your name don't have to be Peter, James, or John. They're all gone. There's a new cast in this world today. And we that are working on this, we're short-handed. We God told me in my work, pray the Lord of harvest that he'll send laborers into the vineyard. I got news for you young folks. We've done got enough chiefs. We don't need no more chiefs. We need some Indians. We don't need no skilled workers. We don't need no bosses. We got too many bosses now. We need somebody that'll work, man. Pray. Saints, have you prayed lately that God send some laborers into the vineyard? I mean, laborers. There's a difference in labor, even in work. You can work without labor, but when you get down to labor, brother, amen, you're sweating. Praise God. You've got everything. Come on, you've got everything you got into it. If he can't take on, but now, he'll be done by laborers. You hear me? I'm feeling like preaching. Hallelujah. He came to his own. His own received him not, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, amen, not of the flesh or the will of man, amen, but the will of God. Let me tell you, for I started on that first preaching tour for days and days, amen, at our house, I sung, no room, no room. You always have room in your sin-loving heart for pleasures that stain and debase, but none for the Savior, the friend that you need. No room for the giver of grace. I'd sing that till I got to crying where I couldn't cry. And I said, Lord, you're welcome. Stay in my end if I've got one. It may just be a stable, but you're welcome. You're welcome. I may not have nothing to set before you, but you're welcome. That's receiving him, friend. You know, the best welcome you'll ever get will probably be in poor folks' home. It'll come there more often. They may not have so much, but they're glad to see you. You're welcome. Young people, all I'm asking you tonight, this Savior of the world, amen, this
this Son of God that came to this earth. Amen. Praise God. All I'm asking you is to tell him, Lord, I've got room for you. When this world's too busy, I've got time for you. Amen. When you're despised and rejected, come to my house. See, I'd read about Martha and Mary and Lazarus. I'd read about them in that early day. And what the Lord taught me about them in that day still holds today. And the preachers had tried to shake it, not knowing what this is doing. I don't know what's wrong with a preacher, to tell you the truth, that stays in Martha's house, sleeps on Martha's bed, amen. Praise God, walks on Martha's clean floor and eats at Martha's table and then runs her down for it, amen. Martha stands for service, and you'll find that house belonged to Martha. It didn't belong to Mary. It didn't belong to Lazarus. Help me while I preach, and I tell you, the servants of the Lord will be saved as well as those that specialize in worship and those that specialize in communion. Communion like Lazarus, worship like Mary, service like Martha. Hey, you can't have a town meeting without Martha. You can't even have a clean church without Martha. You can't have much without Martha. Hallelujah. But I thank God, and I said, Lord, I believe that was a holy family, and to help me to be a member of your holy family and always welcome you. Amen. Either pick supper for you, praise God, or sit at your feet, or sit beside you at the table. Let me be somewhere there in your great service.
If you'd like to read some good things about this, if you will read the Isaiah chapter 62, you will find a lot of things about the sons of the church. Amen. Amen. Yes. It even speaks about Zion being married to her sons. And you say, oh, gross. That don't sound right. When you go to talking kingdoms, or you go to talking authority-wise, to be married to your sons means your sons are in office. They're put there. A friend of mine was in the procedure of becoming postmaster. Amen. And when the government official come by to start the procedure to make her postmaster, she had to take vows. And he told her, he says, I want to tell you, Marianne, this is only the betrothal. Said, we'll have an official meeting later, and you will be married to the United States government. Amen. Something you don't back out of. Something you stay for better or worse. Oh, all I'm wanting tonight is for our sons and our daughters to be married to Zion. I'd rather have them than strangers. I'd rather have, come on, help me. Friend, the reason the church has had so many strangers among us and destroyers among us. Amen. The church hasn't progressed like it should. We haven't given sufficient care to our sons and our daughters. We need them to be married to the church. Well, it's quiet, and you're looking at me strange, and I have no deep hidden meanings there. I just want our young people to grow up in the house of God, our sons to grow up like plants round about our tables, and our daughters like cornerstones that are polished like the similitude of a palace. Help me while I preach. In other words, I want you to stay here. I don't want you to go out yonder and sin. I want you to live a life above reproach.
approach. I want you to carry the torch. I want you to wave the flag of holiness. I want you to hold it high. Hallelujah. I want you to help everybody you can with a heart full of mercy and love and reach down to this lost world. Don't get in the gutter with them. Just reach down to the gutter. Don't get down there. Come on, help me, one of you. Hey, it's a false conception to think you can win them by joining them. That's not right. The Bible said, let them return to you, but return thou not to them. Well, I must hurry. When we come to that great day, Jesus says, amen. I need to tell you where I'm reading, Matthew 8:11. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with. I'm not a grammar teacher, but when it said shall sit down with Abraham, I believe it means with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. There may be people leave the impression that folks today will have to sit way down the table and maybe on a lower table, maybe out on the back porch like slaves used to have to eat. Come on. I don't believe that stuff. I love you, but I've got to preach what I've got to preach. And I've got to tell you that these all died in faith. Not having received the promise, but having saw them afar off. They embraced them and confessed them to be the pilgrims and strangers. God's provided some better thing for us that they, without us, cannot be made perfect. Do you know all that's holding the celebration up in heaven now? They're waiting for you to run your race. You didn't know you was that important, did you? They're waiting for the last generation to cross the finish line. Oh, I'm preaching my best to you. I'm preaching it right down to 15-year-old, 14-year-old, 13-year-old, 12, 10, wherever you're at there. I'm preaching to you. Amen. As many as the Lord thy God shall call. Amen. And when you get there, you sit down with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Somebody said, I don't think you'd ever get set up there. Brother, let me tell you something. When we get there, we're going to have new bodies. They ain't going to have the limits on them these days. Come on. I get so tired of dragging this old carcass around with me everywhere I go. Praise God. If I had me a new body, I'd preach to everybody tonight. I mean, I'd go everywhere and preach to everybody. Amen. Help me while I preach. I believe every one of us can sit with Abraham. And every one of us can sit with Isaac. And every one of us shall sit with Jacob. Amen. I guess I preach long enough, but I need to preach a little more. Amen. I'll tell you where I'm reading. Amen. And I'll try to hurry. Amen. You may say, well, you've done got me convinced. Why don't you stop? I want you to stay convinced after I'm gone. Amen. Let's see. Isaiah 43:1. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee. Do you relate with that? Who created you? Amen. Oh, Jacob, and he that formed thee. Oh, Israel. I'd like to tell you, children, you've been a-going to church. You know the difference between Jacob and Israel. I don't care. In this message tonight, it don't make no difference whether you're Jacob or Israel. You still belong to God. You're His. You're His very own. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fear not,
for I have redeemed thee. I didn't only create you and form you, but I redeemed you. I bought you out of the devil's pawn shop. I have called thee by name, and thou art mine. I'd like to teach you tonight that everybody he calls your name, you're his.
The lost people don't need a name in eternity. They ain't going nowhere. They won't be needed. They are their final destination. But the Bible promises us, if we'll overcome, he'll give us a new name. And not only so, but he'll write on us his new name in the name of his God. Oh, I've got to cover some more ground. Did you know God says, I have graven thee upon the palms, plural, palms of my hands. Hands, plural. Palms, plural. Hands, plural. He said, can a woman forget her suckling child? Praise God. Hallelujah. Said, she may forget, but I won't. If time had failed me, if I could command the moon to stand still so you could get enough sleep tonight, I'd preach this all out and it'd take me about space of a day. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The overcomers are the people whose names are written in heaven. Amen. I don't understand about God's book. I don't understand about God's book. I don't understand much about God. Amen. I mean, he's so great. I can't contain much. I wonder sometime when he opens the palm of his hand, ain't that enough if my name's there? Amen. You know, school children, first time I ever knew about this scripture, I heard a teacher talking about it. Said she taught the fourth grade. Said, I noticed the little boys and girls in my class, they'll have little names wrote in the palm of their hand. She said, would it help you any for me to tell you God's got your name written in his hand? Amen. Amen. Oh, it'd be nice for me if I just knew Dot had my name wrote in her hand. She has, and in her heart too. Amen. But oh, young people, am I helping you? Take courage, brother. Take courage, sister. God has a great work for you. And God sent me here. You hear me preach? God sent me here, and among other things, I'm to preach this one. Somebody told me this is probably the 50th one. That's all right. We got around to it. Amen. Amen. I've got to hurry, but Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I gather what? Your children together. Not you, but your children. We ain't had a revival till God gathers our children. You hear me? We ain't got as far as we need to be till God gathers our children. I'm not willing for us old folks to have us a meeting. Amen. We need the young folks. And well, how oft I've done it over and over. I've gathered your children together. If we had all the children back that's been raised in the house of God, we'd have to build a bigger building. And you know it's so. And I feel like praying like an old mother back in Oklahoma. She said, devil, I raised my children for God, and you stole them. And you're going to have to bring them back. You're going to have to bring them back. You're going to have to bring them back. You're going to have to turn them loose. Amen. I'm about through. Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. Amen. Partakers of the heavenly calling. I'm sorry I preached so long. It just took me this long. Let's sing a song. Young folks, will you come again tonight? I enjoyed the altar service so good last night. Some young folks prayed good and was blessed. but several of our older folks got in on it. Amen. Amen. Young people, you are our fruit. You are our future. You are our work, Lord. Oh, would you answer that call tonight? All the way. I'll go with you. All the way.